Testing 1, 2, 3.
You're listening to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast, and today we're going to talk about Twitter. A few weeks ago, a blogging friend of mine, her name is Anna Hoffman, and she's with TrafficGenerationCafe.com, she had her Twitter accounts suspended. Well, Anna had a massive following. She had about 5 or 6 different Twitter accounts, and she grew those followings using tools like TweetAdder and Market Me Sweet. Twitter felt as though some of the practices that she was using were against their terms of service, or TOS. And Anna talks about this openly on her blog in a post that's called "Why Twitter Shut Down My Account and What You Can Do to Avoid It." And I'm not going to go into too much detail here because she details it, and so far she's got 222 comments on the post, and she's very prolific with responding to her comments, and she has a very active community over there. I like many of the points that Anna made, and at some point she's not really sure if some of the things that TweetAdder is doing or Market Me Sweet was really responsible for her being banned. And I think it tends to fall in the lap of TweetAdder, but I'm not sure because I got to be honest with you. I've never used either of those services. I do everything by hand with my Twitter accounts. I grow my following by hand. I limit myself to following no more than 1,000 people. I've never wanted to have this huge following on Twitter where I'm following so many people and I never interact with them. But one of the points that Anna made, and I really would like to stress this to everyone, is the point of using Twitter. It's nice if your posts go viral. Of course, you want people to retweet you and you want to engage, but you really want to bring them back on your turf. So whether it's your blog or you have a podcast or if you have a website, you want people to come back to your home base. That way, and this is what's happening with Anna, that way she's able to rebuild and regroup. It may take her a while, but most of her followers have come to her blog, they've signed up for her email list, and so they know who she is. So shutting down her Twitter account is going to be a setback for her, I'm sure. But in time, she will rebuild most of those accounts. And most importantly, she keeps the engagement going. She's open and honest about it. And she wants to help us learn from mistakes that maybe she made, or maybe Twitter is just saying, okay, let's just make an example out of this particular person. And I'm not sure. We may never know. But in any event, I say all of that to introduce you to a service that I've been using, and it's called Just Retweet. Now go over to justretweet.com, and you'll see there you can sign in with your Twitter account. This is a totally safe site. It doesn't do any automation of following or adding people. But what you can do is offer credits. It's an exchange of credit system. So you get credits by joining. then you can go in and you can follow people, and people have offered credits for you to follow them or visit their blog or visit their website. Then there's also an area where you can retweet someone for a certain amount of points. You have full access to going to their links, reading their posts, or whatever it is they're trying to promote. You can do all of that before you actually retweet the post. So it's totally not automated. It won't be seen as aggressive by Twitter. And you get a chance to check out some new blogs, visit some new websites, and make some new friends. Then you can also, once you gain points, you can also add your Twitter account and offer points for how many people you want to follow you. You can also add in your blogs. You can have a custom tweet. Let's say you have a new blog post. And what I like to do when I tweet a blog post is I'll change the title up a little. Like maybe I've already tweeted it once or twice. So you can, you know, change it, alter it any way you want. Offer as many points as you want for people to retweet that post. Also enter your RSS feed and add points for people retweeting your posts from your RSS feeds. There's also a section on Just Retweet where you can purchase credits. So if you want to just do it really fast where you don't have to retweet anybody else, you can just purchase credits, get people to visit your website or retweet your posts or visit your blog. So head on over to Just Retweet. I also did a full video tutorial to show you exactly how each and every module in Just Retweet works. Sometimes that's a tongue twister. Anyway, I did a full video demonstration and it's there posted right on the homepage. This site was started by a friend of mine, Valentine. He's someone that I've known for a long time, way back in Blogger Love days, but now he is one of the moderators over at Biz Sugar. That's another blogging community that I've supported for small business owners. And Valentine has developed this site, Just Retweet. It's totally safe. You don't ever have to worry about putting your accounts in jeopardy or anything like that. So head over there and just give me a retweet. I'll talk to you guys soon. This is Eileen from the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. Also, don't forget to check me out on basicblogtips.com. Talk to you soon, guys. Peace.